Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The city of Somerville will not enter Phase 3 of the easing of coronavirus restrictions today and won't until at least August 3rd, weeks after the rest of the state. Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone says he's pushing back reopening out of an abundance of caution. To talk more about his decision, we're joined now by Mayor Curtatone. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So just for background, most of Massachusetts entered Phase 3 back on July 6th. The city of Boston waited until July 13th to enter Phase 3. Explain your decision-making here, what's in your mind in terms of you waiting until next month to enter Phase 3 in Somerville.
Well, we've taken the same approach that we have in Phases 1 and 2. It's a deliberate approach. It's based on facts and science. We're led by expertise. And we're doing our due diligence to make sure that we do not, that we continue to interrupt the spread of the virus from person to person. And we're guided by two stars to ensure the health and safety of everyone in our community and to make sure that any reopening of our economy is actually sustainable. And we need to make sure we continue to be diligent and deliberate and informed and understand the impacts of any reopening at this point.
All right. So you say that despite the fact that about 1,000 people in Somerville had tested positive for coronavirus, which is only about 1.3% of the population.
Yeah. And, you know, Bob, it's a good point. We still had 34 deaths, 34 souls lost in Somerville, more than 8,000 in Massachusetts and almost 140,000 nationally. But to your point specifically, it shows that our approach has worked. We were the first to issue mandatory mask orders, one of the first to issue stay-at-home advisories, ahead of the Commonwealth, mind you. And we, along with other school districts in the metropolitan area and municipalities, moved on closing schools early while the governor and the Commonwealth were reticent about it. That has paid off. And we've all done a great job, including the governor and the administration, in flattening out the curve. When we're doing something right, you don't take your foot off the pedal. Not if history has shown us anything in terms of pandemics and what we know about it. We double down on what we're doing, because we cannot afford a resurgence that is as bad as what we went through, or worse.
All right. We've heard from Somerville businesses who were worried about this delay in entering Phase 3. What kind of pushback are you getting from businesses, and what's your message to them?
We're getting three, I would say, categorize it in three ways. Those who agree, are concerned about safety, and we saw this in Phase 1 and 2 also. Those who would like to, but understand and want to continue to work with the city, and those who are concerned about, and everybody is in this point, you know, concerned about the economic impacts. But there can be no sustainable recovery of our economy without a healthy society. I think everyone, most people can agree with that. I will say there's no guarantee we're going to open up, allow those businesses to open up on August 3rd. Now, while some and many communities, including Boston, just opened up many of those sectors, you know, I have a responsibility, and we all have this responsibility to do what we can to not contribute to any resurgence. And that's what we're going to continue to do in Somerville.
Mayor, given all your concerns, given that you're pushing back Phase 3, given that school is supposed to be opening within 4 to 6 weeks, is it fair to say that there's at least a good chance that in-person classes will not resume in Somerville this fall?
That's an important question that we're working on, and it's a complex one, and we haven't figured it out. We are all required, the city of Somerville's public schools and other school, all the school districts around the Commonwealth, to submit three plans to the Department of Early and Secondary Education. One scenario where all the students are in school, another one where they none attend school, they attend virtually or hybrid. I'd submit the majority of schools will probably be in some hybrid mode, which probably has dozens of variations or examples. And that's the work we're doing right now in Somerville. And I couldn't say for certain which one we'll be in right now. I know for a fact, actually, we will not be in the one where all the kids are back in school physically at once. It's either a hybrid or a version where they're all starting virtually. And really depends on where we're going with the pandemic, how it's evolving.
Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition on this Monday.
Thank you very much.